This is episode number 2326 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 31st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The king of spooky season made his return.
Who? Jack Skellington?
Tom Hanks.
Oh,
he's
Tom Hanks.
Suited up as David S. Pumpkin.
Oh, I saw that. Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I love that.
Surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live in the sketch, which featured host and musical guest Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
Three friends seek a thrill as they get on the cell block 666 ride.
So now, it was like an elevator. Like it always is. It's always like an elevator.
Like and the Hollywood
like
Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror at Disney. And so you sit in there, and of course, you go up and down between floors, and the door opens, and you see something scary, scary, mm-hmm. very scary.
So they encountered, you know, Michael Myers.
Well, yeah.
Annabelle.
Yeah.
And that was during the first portion of the ride.
Yep.
Then it soon stops when Tom's iconic character and his two dancing skeletons. That was Mikey Day and SNL alum Bobby Moynihan.
I love it.
They joined the fun as pumpkins promises to scare the group stupid.
Scaring them stupid. And wearing that pumpkin coat.
His jacket.
His jacket.
Yeah, his
the
suit.
The pumpkin jacket.
The pumpkin suit jacket.
Yeah, it's got pumpkins all over it.
I actually just saw one. There was one with pumpkins and one with something else. Huh. Like a ghost or something.
Were you like at Halloween stores?
But when he first started wearing that.
Yeah.
I guess evidently he wasn't too sure that he even understood what David S.
Does
Pumpkins was.
Does anybody understand David S. Pumpkins? It's just cool
but
like that.
But he did it.
You know?
He did it. It was hilarious. And the jacket that he wore the first time sold out.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Went like hotcakes.
Oh, Tom Hanks. T. Hanks spells thanks. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks,
so cool.
Tom. So Pumpkins rocks his full pumpkin suit as he dances alongside his skeletons and asks, any questions?
Well, you know, how old is Tom Hanks now? He's like, he's a senior citizen status. I thought the hand moves were fantastic for an old guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's good. It's good.
The group think they have seen the last of Pumpkins and asks his crew, they're scared by Freddy Krueger, Pennywise the Clown.
Yeah.
And finally,
Pennywise
gave the
scary.
Group. He is.
Yeah.
He is.
Freddy Krueger, nobody's scared of him anymore. But
yeah, he's old news.
No, you know what he looks like.
Yeah. So finally, Pumpkins gave the group one more round of moves before joining them in their seats and scared the crap out of them.
I'm David S. Pumpkins.
I'm sorry. It was hilarious.
It's
hilarious.
Great. It's so cool. Go
it's
check it
so
out on YouTube or
it's
wherever.
Hilarious.
Under the SNL channel, you will find it. And it's, you know, does it make sense? Hell no, it doesn't make sense. But
it's funny.
Funny. It's funny.
It's that dumb
it
that it's
scary?
Funny.
No, it's not scary.
It's just hilarious. What? I'm really... Madonna.
Madonna?
If you look at... If you see Madonna's Instagram,
uh-huh.
It looks like a perpetual spring break week. She may have kissed Britney Spears over 2 decades ago, but now she's channeling her inner Britney. Nah, I wouldn't put that on Britney.
No, really?
No, she's way past that.
Okay.
She's posing topless on Instagram. Step aside, Brittany. Madge had you on topped.
Who wants to see that?
At least in size. But you know what? She has a lot of filters in all her pictures.
Does she have a big
lot of
boob filter?
I don't know. Now they are bigger than they used to be.
Well, she's probably had them
but
augmented.
The topless picture I saw.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have shown him if I were her because the whole middle part of the chest, it's like, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, do you think it's like airbrushed, maybe, or Photoshop?
Of course it is.
Whatever, okay.
I mean, they might be that big, but at least, I mean, everything's airbrushed.
Here's the question.
How old is she? 60?
64, I think.
64.
Were they standing up or were they kind of sagging?
Oh, they're standing up. They're fake.
Okay, all right. She's had a...
So you have to wonder, where did she get the boobs? It must be the angle because she looks like she's been to Dolly Parton's plastic surgeon. And besides Dolly, there are probably not many senior citizens who can pull off a topless leg.
That's true.
But somehow she did, because God knows she has the money to do it.
Well, yeah.
Now, here's the weirdest part.
Okay.
If I saw a picture of this person, like on some of the, I was just kind of scrolling through her feeds on Instagram. If I didn't know it was Madonna, if there was no name on it, I wouldn't know who the flip this was.
Really? Now, I saw a picture of her last week, and it was like, what did she do to her face?
There's not a wrinkle. Nothing.
Well, it doesn't even look like her.
One, there, you can tell whether she does have filters.
Yeah.
Doing she's using filters. But otherwise,
I don't think they have the
tell.
Madonna Snapchat filter. I don't think they have that.
No, there's filters that you can use on your face to make you look, more
God.
Perfect. So there's other pictures, though, that you can tell that she's had. Man, that girl's had some work. And some lip plumping.
Yeah, the lips were a little weird in the picture.
She's had some big old lip plumping.
And she's like bleached eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. She's
I think
strawberry
that's a thing
blonde
now,
now,
right? Is that a thing? Women bleach their eyebrows?
Can, yeah.
You know, or like get rid of them all together and they're just shiny little bumps above your eyes.
I mean, okay, so maybe she's trying to stay ahead of the Olay years.
The Olay, the oil of Olay years.
But. And seriously, if you check out her Instagram, it's seriously perpetual. Trying to be 20 years old. She made a statement recently saying that she regrets her marriages because she's addicted to sex.
Oh.
Girl's addicted.
Wow. Well, good for her that she's still got a drive at 64.
That's true.
You know, I mean, think about that for
and
a
Lord
second.
And Lord knows she's going after it.
Yeah, well, good for her. I mean, maybe she's having, you know.
Maybe I'm jealous.
Maybe you're jealous. Maybe she's getting a little testosterone kind of injections without, and somehow she's covering up the side effects or something. I don't know.
I don't think it's testosterone.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. With our apologies to Guy Ritchie, because he really was a good guy. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.